أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِّنْكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ تظاهرون عليهم بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم إخراجهم أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون.
And remember, we have taken your covenant. We had taken the covenant of the Bani Israel to this effect, that you will worship none but Allah, and you will treat the parents with kindness, as well as the relatives, orphans, the needy, and speak to people with good words, and establish regular salah and zakah. But then you had turned away except a few amongst you, and you disregarded the commands of Allah, the main pledges that were taken with the Bani Israel, as we take a pledge to worship Allah alone and join none with Him, join none in His worship. So this was the code that was given to the Bani Israel as well. We understand that all former religions had these principles the same. They were agreed in all principal issues, like worshipping none but Allah, being kind to parents, relatives, orphans, destitutes, and speaking to people with courtesy and good words. Talha ibn Umar rahmatullah alayhi says that I had spoken to the Imam of Tafsir and Hadith, Ata Rahmatullah Ali, that I see all types of people frequenting your sitting, the majlis that you conduct, and all types of people sit around you, whether they are bidatis, whether they are sunnis, all types they sit and flock in your gathering. If these type of people were my audience, then I would have spoken to them aggressively and harshly. So Atta rahmatullah alayhi replied that, don't you see that Allah Ta'ala commands the Bani Israel that when they speak to people, they must speak in good words and with courtesy. Though all types of people would have been frequenting them, Muslims, non-Muslims, and all types, but their duty was to speak to them with courtesy and good words. And further, he explains that even Musa alayhi salam, when he had to speak to Fir'aun, the greatest kuffar of all times, then he was commanded to speak to him in soft words. So ulama explain, there are two types of situations. In one situation, the Quran Sharif says, "Waghluz alayhim," that be firm and severe. And in another situation, the Quran Sharif speaks to us and commands us that we should speak softly. At the time of jihad, when there is an encounter with the enemy, then we are severe. But in discussions, in our talking, in our debates, then we are commanded that we speak in soft words. Idfa billati hiya ahsan. Some places the Quran Sharif says, Qula lahu qawla layyina. Speak to them in soft words. Then idfa billati hiya ahsan. Ud'u ila sabiri rabbika bil hikma wal maw'izati al hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. So wherever there is a situation where you have to speak to them, give them an audience or address them, then speak to them with courtesy and kindness. Their impolite behavior is not supposed to be used. Therefore, even Rasulullah SAW is told, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, that on account of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are soft and lenient towards them. So in addressing people, then this is the golden rule and principle, that we speak with courtesy, politeness, and with kindness. Jihad is an altogether different thing. When there is a physical combat and there's an encounter with an enemy, then there we are commanded to be severe and firm. Then the next pledge that was taken to the Bani Israel, the next pledge that was taken with the Bani Israel was that لا تسفكون دماءكم ولا تخرجون أنفسكم من دياركم. Don't shed the blood of your own people, nor turn your own people out from your homes. Then you people had accepted all this. You had agreed and you were a witness to all this. Then you are those very people, address made to the Bani Israel, who kill your own people and banish a group of your own people from their homes, supporting and assisting their enemies against them in sin and in oppression. Whereas your people, when they come to you as captives, then you offer ransom to free them. Whereas this was also forbidden for you, that you banish them from their homes, then will you believe in some part of the book and reject the rest? So what is the punishment for people who behave in this manner, but disgrace in this life, and on the day of Qiyamah, they will be consigned to the most severest punishment. And Allah Ta'ala is not at all unmindful of what you do. They were also told that don't kill your own brethren, and nor should you turn away and banish your own people from your homes. So when there would be an encounter, for example, some of their brethren, their own brethren, had to fight with their enemies, then the Jews will assist the enemy against their own brethren. Whereas they were told not to kill your own people and not to banish them from their homes. So you would support your enemies against your own brothers, and number two, you would banish them from their homes. But your own brethren, when they are banished from the homes and they are made captives, then you ransom them. So the one thing is to ransom them. This is also a command, that you find them as captives, then you ransom them and free them. But there was another command, that don't kill them and don't banish them from their homes. That you were guilty of. You're banishing your own people from their homes, killing and spilling your own the blood of your own people. So, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ, will you people just believe in some part of the book and reject the rest? So this is not belief. Belief is complete. Belief is supposed to be complete, not that which was just convenient to you, and you reject that which is, which you find difficult. So for the punishment for such people is that they will suffer disgrace in this life. Practices part of the religion, and some parts of the religion he leaves aside. So what happens in this very life, he suffers disgrace. Hence, even amongst Muslims, those who practice some and leave out some, they shy away from some commands, and some commands they practice, then this punishment must be suffered, that in this world you will go through disgrace, and on the day of Qiyamah it is another story altogether, where you're going to face a severe punishment. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. These are the ones who preferred the life of this world for the price of the hereafter. So the punishment will never be lightened for them, and nor will they receive any assistance.